Hello, I'm Tagbeth Sorgel, and I welcome you to the online course on the organization of information. We talk about organizing information for one purpose and one purpose only, to assist users. So the needs of the users are central to what we do. We need to assist users in answering questions and solving problems. This entails, first of all, to assist users with finding information. And for many information professionals, they think their job ends there. But that's only half the story. We need to assist users with understanding information, assimilating it, digesting and processing information to answer the questions they have and to apply those answers to solve the problem at hand. So we know pretty well how to find information. The new frontier is to assist users in making sense of it. It may be even better to have the system process all the raw information and provide a ready-made answer that the user can apply directly, taking a lot of work off the user, or a system that can read a document and extract the pertinent information so the user doesn't have to read the entire thing. That, of course, requires sophisticated systems, and we will talk about that as part of the course. Actually, lecture 1.2 is about an expert system that processes various kinds of information to make drug prescriptions. We also organize information to assist students and others with learning. And as every educator knows, learning is much more successful if the information to be learned is well structured. And so one aspect of the course has to do with structuring information for learning and easy assimilation, which goes back to a point I made before. Finally, many people these days are users of information and also producers of information. Some of them voluntarily, like in social tagging, when people tag images on Flickr or documents in libraries and so on, and so they produce information. In many organizations, there are people writing all kinds of documents. They produce information. We can help them to produce those documents more efficiently if we understand and organize the structure of these documents. And we will talk, among other things, about document templates that do that. If you are hired in a company as a librarian and you see they do all these documents and not very efficiently, and you go to management and say, I know a way how to produce these documents more efficiently and to make them better structured, you may get yourself one level up in the hierarchy of that company and do that. So many think this course is too theoretical, and they sort of don't see a connection to practice. And it's true, this course does have a lot of theory, but as Plato and many after him remarked, nothing is more practical than a good theory. Now, we could have a course that just talks about the practice of cataloging books for libraries. All you could do with that course is go in the library and catalog books. But there are so many other things out there that require a good knowledge of the structure of information, how to organize information, database management, information architecture on the web. With the course that is being offered, you are going to be prepared to enter any of these. And on the theoretical base, acquire the specific practices needed in that area. So the course provides a basis for lifelong learning for whatever job opportunity you can find or make for yourself in a wide arena. Part of this course is, as I said, how to present information so it's easily assimilated. And I'm always working with the help of students and TAs to improve and streamline the presentation. If you can see things that are not clear to you or that you think could be presented better, please let me know. Now, if you tell me I didn't understand the instructions on the assignments, that by itself doesn't help me. If you tell me I didn't understand this sentence for this assignment, then I can work on clarifying it. So this course, no course is just a work of the instructor. It's all the students that help with suggestions and comments to each other, and we have it in the classroom, and we have that in some ways better, in some ways not quite as good, online. So the online discussion will be very important as a part of the course. The course is a graduate course. So you have to work as graduate students and cope with a graduate student workload. And I hope you will find it interesting enough to find that your effort is repaid in what you learn and what you can do with what you learn and how you can get your mind stretched as we go along. Thinking in terms of structure, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but you will have to learn it, so you have to stretch, and we have to help you to do that. You already have interacted with Marie Kern, who is the graduate assistant for the course and the most capable graduate assistant I've ever met, and so she will be very helpful to you. I am very accessible through email, if you have any questions, if at any time something is not clear, or you do not see how a concept applies to practice, send email. Some email I will answer individually. If I think that the answer would be of interest to the entire class, I will send the answer to the entire class. Some of the concepts of this course are somewhat difficult to put in the online medium. Some of you came to class, in some of the classes I fill a big blackboard from the top left to the bottom right, and there's a total picture that developed. We're working on how we can recreate sort of the same intellectual experience online. It's not always easy. You might help us to do this. So if something did not quite work out for you online, let us know. If you have suggestions on how we could do some things, let us know. Again, as I said, this is not a course is not something an instructor does by himself. A course is a collaboration of the instructors, myself and Marie, and you, the students. And so we hope we can develop this online community, which will help everybody to learn, even if the material is sometimes difficult. So with that, I wish you a good start on the course, and I hope I will get to learn, to know you over the time of the semester. And I have to facilitate this one last request. We had the online introductions, which are sort of generic from all of you. We will open a second page, and if you would sort of give a online introduction slanted to the course. So what is it that interests you in this course? If you have a job now, can you give some examples how you expect to apply what you will learn in this course? So just give us a profile of yourself, I mean us as well as your instructors and your fellow students, that will indicate what your interests are with standards again towards this course. Okay, so I'm looking forward to working with you throughout the semester.